Protection Agency to order at 7:06 p.m. And there's a few people here who may not be familiar with what it is that the Aquifer Protection Agency does. And so we'll have a little talk about that. There's several different kinds of aquifers. For instance, my well is in a bedrock aquifer, and you have to drill down like about a 150 feet, 150 feet to get water. But what the Aquifer Protection Agency does is protect our stratified drift aquifer, which is layers mostly of sand and friable rock, and it has contains a lot of water that's readily available for large wells and a public water system if we ever got one. And so it's especially important to protect it. And as Jim Crockett was just observing a few minutes ago, all the most hazardous occupancies in the town are located at the Aquifer Protection Area. And this didn't happen all at once. The Department of DEEP or DEP, whatever it was at the time, started with a Class B mapping. It wasn't a perfectly accurate mapping of the aquifer protection area, and they weren't ready for us to become the agency. So we took it upon ourselves to have some regulations for an aquifer protection overlay zone, which overlaid the B mapping that we had. And then once we got the Class A mapping, then the overlay zone disappeared, and we became the Aquifer Protection Agency, and we had to round up applications from all the businesses that presented hazards in the area. And there's various ways of protecting, keeping the hazardous materials from getting into water. One would be to build a containment. I don't know that any of them have been required to do that. Sometimes it's just if they have some container that has hazardous materials, it's in a rolling containment that just goes along with it, so if any spill, it doesn't happen. So we have and we get renewed every 5 years. And right now we have a pile of applications to approve. Was there anything else that you want to say, Patrice?
Not really. I will say that there is an area on our website. I don't know if you're all familiar with it. I can show it to you quickly if anybody's interested,
Yes, please.
just to see what we've got there. Let's see here. So when you go to the town's website and you go over to town government and you click on boards and commissions, the very first one is the Aquifer Protection Agency. And here is where the past minutes and agendas are. And I believe these include the packets and everything else, so you can see, what's been done in the past. The aquifer protection forms are here. This is all of the different types of forms determining the regulatory status. That's in the very beginning when somebody hasn't taken out a permit yet. That's the first thing that they do. There are other compliance forms, instructions for the forms, model forms and materials, and everything that somebody would need for that is all right here. And then, in addition to the forms, there's the regulations and the map. I'll show you the map. Oh, we're upside down. Sorry about that, making everybody nauseous here. So this is the area, Jim, like you were talking about. For some reason, it's not going to let me move it over. So this is the area over by the Manchester town line on this side, Cider Mill. The hashed area is the aquifer protection area. And the underlying colors are our town zoning map. So that's basically the majority of our business area along the intersecting area from where we enter Manchester. We have the regulations are here. There's I can't remember how many pages they are, but they were okay. So Jim Cropley, to answer your question, they were adopted May 20th, 2009. And that runs through the all of the regulations, and I believe the forms are in here toward the end. And I think they're also separate too. But
actually, so this is the third renewal.
This is the third renewal. There's the fee schedule. Yeah, no, the forms are separate. Sorry, the forms are included. We've got a quick fact sheet on the aquifer protection.
Arlene has a question.
Oh, Arlene's there. Hi, Arlene.
Hi, Patrice. How are you?
Good. What's up?
Why are not all the businesses in that area in there? Do they have to meet a certain criteria? Aren't we missing Bolton Vet?
Comcast is in there.
Comcast is on here?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Bolton Vet came in, and they were Bolton Vet among several others, and I'm not, I don't know the whole list, but there are a lot of the businesses that came in and were exempt because they didn't qualify under the regulation. So once you're exempt, that's it. The new Bolton Vet, if they ever build the building, will have to come in because that is in the area as well. And then we'd make a determination whether they're exempt depending on what they're doing and whether it's different from what they do now.
Okay. So Ansaldi and the old Dean Cabinetry, they aren't in there?
Dean Cabinetry is not there anymore.
Right. It's an
oil business, right. And they came in as well, and they were exempt under the requirements.
Okay.
And
restaurants also.
I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
Restaurants are exempt.
Three days, Georgina's.
Yes, Georgina's and whatever the Thai restaurant. Yes.
Yep. Thai restaurant's not there anymore.
No, but it was.
Yeah, sandwich shop, Subway.
Yep.
Georgina's package store. Okay.
So the fact sheet is in here. I think it's about 4 pages long. Goes through what's going on, how businesses are affected in general, and these are the regulated uses. So it's basically when you get into chemical or industrial type storage and that sort of thing. And then we've got, there's a table of regulated land uses here. So again, it's like underground storage. So the gas stations are all part of it. Simon Eyes is part of it because he's got underground tanks as well. What else is on it? Carlisle Johnson, Price, all the ones, the 8 that you see there.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's basically it. But if you wanted to look at this, this is right on our website under the Aquifer Protection Agency, under the town government boards and commissions.
Yeah.
I don't know, Tom, if you want me to put each application up or online. I know I sent them out to you for packages. Basically, what we did last time for renewals is we did this all in one motion basically and did them all together. I take that back. We did it in two motions because there were some of the applications that were complete. So I think five of them were approved as was, and the other three were approved conditionally on checking some boxes and doing that. We've made sure this time when they applied that all that was done. So everybody's filled out all the blanks, given us the maps they need to give us, and the information that they needed. And like I said earlier, I don't know if I said it on the record or not, but Global Montello, or for All Town Fresh, is taken. This is their first renewal. When they took over for what was the Bolton Mobile there, we modified the application. So they're renewing for the first time. Carlisle Johnson is renewing for the third time. Third time, right? Yeah. Price, same. Simonize is the same. Gary Bergeron is the same. Anthony Benito, which is the Bolton Exxon, and now I believe it's the Bolton Shell, although his LLC still is Bolton Exxon LLC, did do some tank removal and replacement. He's given us a new map in his application, and so all of that's brand new, but it is a renewal of the same application. He's just updated stuff. Fianos is the same, and we do not have Comcast. So what we're going to do in this case is we're going to renew 1 through 7. We'll leave 8 off. He was supposed to have an application into us today and he did not come in. So we will do this again, probably at the beginning of next meeting. But I don't expect any surprises from them unless they've done something over there that we don't know about. So. We usually give these a 5-year. They're renewed for 5-year time frames. So the 5 years would expire in August 2029. I'm just picking August 1st because it's an easy date to remember as opposed to June 10th or July 10th.
I have a question.
Yes, yes.
So there's no problem with Comcast not putting in their application on time? Like they didn't send it in, so that's okay for them to do that?
No, yeah, they're okay. We asked.
Probably expires August
1st. Yeah, he told us he was coming in late. He was trying to get their stuff into us. I guess somebody is on vacation who he needs to talk to. They thought they would be able to get it done, and he just didn't come in. This happened last time too. I remember him being like, it was like that day he brought it in. So I don't know. I'm not sure what the communication is over there, but.
So can we actually look to maybe manage this by how it was done previously? Maybe bundling those applications that are complete, as one slate, a second slate, or applications turned in but maybe incomplete, and potentially, if needed, a third slate to handle the situations like the applications that haven't come in but are expected to come in.
We can. I don't see any in the second category. We only have the one that hasn't come in. I think the others are all complete and ready for approval for renewal.
Okay.
I would hesitate to renew Comcast without there even being an application in at this point. When we renewed with conditions, we actually had applications in hand that we could review. That's why we asked them to click the boxes and what have you.
Okay, understood. Yeah, that makes sense. I agree.
What happens, just hypothetically, that they don't turn them in for next month? How does enforcement, what kind of enforcement goes on?
That's a great question, Tom. I'm sure there's something. We would probably have to send them a certified letter or whatever. And I don't know if we can shut them down, or I don't know if we'd want to do that, but.
That would take time. But I mean,
yeah, and maybe money. I feel like he just didn't have the time to get it to us. He did tell us that he was going to be late or try to get it to us on time. So it's not like he never said anything to us. He did sort of warn us.
Okay. That's kind of what I was referring to too. What was the downside of that happening? Yeah.
Yeah, I think I worked for Comcast. I've worked for with Roberto before. The problem is the chain of command there is crazy.
Okay.
You can't sign off. He's got to have someone else, and someone else has got to do it, and someone else has got to do it. So, I mean, I would think they would come in. And if anything, from when we originally renewed it, because we've worked for them for years, or I had worked for them, I guess, the building is nowhere near what it used to be. I mean, they used to park all their trucks there. They used to do all. Now it's just a parts store. That's all it is.
Oh, so they might even be exempt?
I don't know. I don't think they do anything anymore. Before, they used to have their battery packs up there and all that other stuff. I mean, the last one I worked for them 8 months ago, none of that stuff is there anymore. The guys come in, pick up parts and leave. But I'm sure they'll still file because they don't want to lose that, probably.
Well, right, in case they have to go back to it or whatever. But right.
Yeah.
They understand that they can file for an exemption, but he made it sound like they were going to go through the full application process. And you're right. He did explain to me that it was somebody else who had to sign off that was away or something. So.
Okay. So we're not considering any enforcement right now. We're just waiting.
We'll give him another month.
And if we shut him down, no one's going to watch TV in town.
No internet. No Zooming.
Okay, before we take action, I'm going to appoint Diane D'Annunzio for Tom Robbins.
Okay.
And Kawan Gordon for Steve Clark.
Kawan for who?
Stephen Clark.
So we have 6 members total right now, right?
Right.
Okay.
And I have a motion. I make a motion to renew the existing registration of existing aquifer protection registration of Global Montello Group for All Town Fresh Bolton at 129 Boston Turnpike. 2, the Carlisle Johnson Machine Company, LLC, at 291 Boston Turnpike. Number 3, WH Price Sons, Incorporated, at 228 Boston Turnpike. Number 4, William Gora for Simonize USA, Incorporated, at 201 Boston Turnpike. Number 5, Gary Bergeron for Bolton Motors, Incorporated, at 99 New Bolton Road. Number 6, Anthony J. Benito for Bolton Exxon, LLC, Bolton Shell at 262 Boston Turnpike. And number 7, Lawrence Fiano and Rose C. Fiano for Fiano's Easy Car Wash at 266 Boston Turnpike, to expire on August 1st, 2029.
Jim Croppy, I second that.
Seconded Jim Croppy. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, I will call the roll, Diane.
Yes, I agree.
Arlene?
Aye.
Marilee?
Aye.
Jim?
Aye.
Kawan?
Aye.
And the chair votes aye.
So unanimous.
And let's see. Jim, you want to make a motion?
Oh. Karen, I move to adjourn the aquifer protection for 5.
I second that.
I'm sorry. No, I rescind my motion. I adjourn the aquifer protection.
Second, Marilee Manning. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.